A previously recorded Matt Slick Show.
It's Matt Slick Live. Matt is the founder and president of the Christian Apologetics Research Ministry, found online at carm.org. When you have questions about Bible doctrines, turn to Matt Slick Live for answers, taking your calls, and responding to your questions at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Hey, welcome to the show, everyone. It's me, Matt Slick, and you're listening to Matt Slick Live. Today is January 5th, 2021, and hope you're going to have a good time listening to the show. If you want to give me a call, five open lines, nobody waiting, 877-207-2276. All right, I've got a few things going on here. Let's see, in 2 hours, I'll be in a debate, debating Romans 9. How should we properly interpret Romans 9? So that's going to be interesting. I love Romans 9. When I first read it, I did not like it. I gotta admit, like, what? But that's what it is. It's in the Bible. And so we're debating that. And let's see, I got some interviews coming up and maybe some other debates. A lot of people are asking me for debates now. A lot of atheists are doing that as well. And so some PhDs are challenging me, and I'm like, okay, well, let's see if we can do it, and I'll give you more information about that when it happens. All right, now, also, just to let you know, I guess it's pretty obvious. If you've been to the new site, carm.org site, you'll notice that things have changed. We released the site about a week ago, and we're in a new build. It's in the beta version of it, the beta mode. If you have a problem, if there's something that you notice on the site that's not good, you can just email us at webmaster at carm.org. Webmaster, W-E-B-M-A-S-T-E-R, webmaster at carm.org. And just say, hey, this is what the problem is, and give us a URL. You know, try and be as specific as possible about what the problem is. And hopefully everything should work. I mean, that what we do is we're working on fixing things. It's just that's what happens. You know, we have 3 or 4 of us worked on the site for 6 months, every day, except maybe Sundays, getting the new site ready, checking out every article, going through navigation, doing cross links, doing SEO, information analysis. It was a lot of work, and so I did it. Laura, she's in the chat room. She's almost always in the chat room. She helped. Luke, who's probably listening, he helped too. And anyway, we got it going. So praise God. All right. So give me a call, folks. Five open lines. 877-207-2276. And about that thing yesterday with the all men and all women. My wife sent me some more information about that, and I'm going to talk about that here in a minute. The blasphemy that this guest house chaplain said from the United Methodist Church. Oh, jeez. Found out more information, so I'll be talking about that here in a second. And we have a prayer ministry. If you are in need of prayer, you can just email us at prayer@carm.org. Just prayer@carm.org. And we have people who will be taking your prayer requests and lifting them up and praying. We also have, for your enjoyment, we have forums. So you can go to forums.carm.org, and you can check out those there. I hope you like it. And people are saying the new site looks good. It looks great. And we've put a lot of work on it, so I'm watching people actually type out in the room here. All right, what's up? No callers coming in. Come on. 877-207-2276. So my wife gave me some more information about this this blasphemy. And I'm saying it that way on purpose, the blasphemy. This the house chaplain. Quote, "And dare I ask, O Lord, peace even in this chamber now and forevermore." Cleaver said, while serving as guest host chaplain, "We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths, a man and a woman." Close quote. You know, what do I say? It's just, it's a blasphemy. You know, the leftist agenda does not want us in our schools or in our society to know about the Christian influence and the Christian foundation of the early foundational fathers of our